as much as I can. So let's start. Mikol Madomer Chayim Mishshayim Chayov Matanu Vecheske. The time of that case is from Mishnah Perek and Esof and Matanu Vecheske Mafkim the Rebbe, Mafkim the Rabbanon. I'm a pligi Tanoi Matanu Vecheske. Argument was Mashman. Nobody argues in Matanu Vecheske. Not true. You have a lot of Tanoi. We argue in Matanu Vecheske. The Gemara says in Hanesofim that both Rebbe and the Rabbanon, the way both of them understand the pasuk of an asatan efesh achas nofesh, either way, not like Tanu Vecheskel. This lashon tells a little bit loud. It's clear a little bit. Tyson makes it, you know, from the superficial sound of the Tyson. It sounds like the kasha is both from Rebbe and from the Rabbanon. You see, nobody holds like Tanu Vecheskel. Neither Rebbe holds like Tanu Vecheskel, nor the Rabbanon holds like Tanu Vecheskel. Even Tosha's Teretz, he makes it sound that way. I mentioned the other day, the Kashi really is from the Chor, not from the Rabbanon at all. But it's altogether not really against Tanu Vecheske. I mean, they're against Tanu Vecheske in a certain prat. That when Tanu Vecheske wants to give me an example of a Shogig, one of his examples is Loinus Kavan, this Kavan Laragazev, Haragazev, which according to the Rabbanon is not really an example of a Shogig. That's a regular Chiyav Misa. So, yeah, it's not like Tanu Vecheske, just in Tanu Vecheske's choice of examples. So if you learn Tanu Vecheske, Kipshutai, that Shoyug and Mesid, the Amis Kavan, and the Miskavan, and the Ainu Miskavan, which means the Miskavan Lara Gezeva Haragazeh, is basically the same idea, that even though it's not Chayim Misa, it's still part of me moment. So Tanu Vecheske gave two examples, Mesid and Shoyug and Miskavan and Ainu Miskavan. According to the Rabbanon, Miskavan and Ainu Miskavan is really is not a good example, because that really, in both cases, the Miskavan Lara Gezeva Haragazeh has a din of a Mesid. Not really against Tanu Vecheske, it's just against Tanu Vecheske's choice of example. That's not really shver at all. Zikah kasha from Rebbe. Rebbe holds in Skavan Laragazev, Laragazev is not Chayiv Misa, but is Chayiv Mamon. That's really substantively against Tanu Vecheske. So I don't know why, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but the Lashon HaTos is a little bit bothersome to me. And he makes it sound as if the Rabbanon also don't really, are also anti Tanu Vecheske over here. So how can Agamar make it sound like everybody holds from Tanu Vecheske? Anyway, be that as it may, Taisus answers Reish Leimar. In regard to Mammon in general, not to Mea Nerag, everybody else in Tanu Vecheskel. There's nobody who's chaylik in Tanu Vecheskel. Well, again, he's used the slush on Le Pligi Alei. What do you mean Le Pligi? Le Polig Alei. Don't let it read me. That one is not the problem altogether. I don't know. Le Pligi Alei, Ele B'mai Diktoni Ben Miskavon L'Shein Miskavon. The mash bevei miskaven larga isha bein ei miskaven lahorga el largas chaveri vaharga. The bechol inyan potu bevei isha. The inyan moman acher kvatonu le tachlik ben shogi ben mezid. Second. Vahainu de mafka mid rabbi and rabbon. The rabbi miskaven larga zeh vaharga zeh chayim moman. The rabbon are chayim misa. The tonu vecheski potu mi misu mi moman. Tyson here is very bekitzer. Really very bekitzer. Tyson Sanhedrin is Marach Mor. Tyson Sanhedrin says, I asked him about the same question. The plugi olav, that again he's talking the plural, that Rebbe and Rabbanon are chelik and Tanu Vecheske, lav mishum the less lo hakeshul in yin moment acher the v'hadim misa. About they hold from the hekesh, and shoygig b'meizid. Everybody holds from Rebbe and Rabbanon. They hold from the hekesh of shoygig b'meizid. L'moshul ki goin zorak ches mitzvahs dalad so dalad v'karshirayim b'halich chosoy. To omer hosim elin ayres the potter, oylid mei vlodois the hadim misa the isha, or even gabid mei vlodois. which is a moment acher as far as the Mises HaIsha is concerned. The Rebbe and the Rabbanan, their issue with Tanav Yecheskiah is specifically about the Meah Nera. There, they don't agree with Tanav Yecheskiah that there's a Hekesh Lepoitri moment. Shum the Goli Rachmon of an Asata Nefesh moment. Again, the same thing is Bala over here. He's Pasach B'Shtayim, he's Siyam B'Echad. He starts off with in plural. They argue with Tanav Yecheskiah in they. Sounds like Rebbe and the Rabbanan. They argue about with Rebbe in the case of Nizkav Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh, because they darshin the Golir Rachman of an Asata Nefesh Momen. The Asata Nefesh Momen is not the Rabbanan, that's Rebbe. So yeah, Pasuch with Rebbe, the Rabbanan, we see him with the Rebbe. And then the main kasha is Rebbe. The Rabbanan is not so much the problem. A Kaponim, it says here in Tosis that the reason why Rebbe argues on the Rabbanon, argues rather on Tanav Yecheskiah, in general he agrees to Tanav Yecheskiah, Rebbe, that there's a hekesh between Shogig and Mezid, and just like Mezid has Kimlid Rabbanei, Shogig has Kimlid Rabbanei. That's in regard to Moment Acher, Korashayim Balichosoi, or even Demei Vodus is called Moment Acher. It's only in regard to Demei HaNerag, there Rebbe holds that there's a special Gzeres HaKosov, the Torah said Vim Osen Yev, and Osach HaNefesh Vachas Nefesh, which according to Rebbe means Vim Osen Yev, if the woman got killed. That's not whom they wanted to kill, but if the woman was killed, that's when some osni. If the woman was killed, then asat the nefesh tachas nefesh moman. There's exes akosuf that he not son osni. They're trying to kill each other. They're not kri shahara and they osni and they killed this lady on the side. But asat the nefesh tachas nefesh, they have to pay moman. What moman? Tosis understands that to mean demei anerat. So here there's a special exes akosuf. Normally kimli rabni patas mezid and shoygig and mezid and the kapatas luskaven and the shapatas kaven larik is ever harik is as well. This kavan larag is ever haragaseh. We'll see in other places is a kavan chaymer from shogig. If shogig is potter mi mamon, this kavan larag is ever haragaseh is certainly potter mi mamon. So regular mamon of adad the potter. And I hear the Torah says lagabi dmei nereg. The dmei nereg is different. A place over there in the Ayin Beis also is marak in the same vein, building on that other places. And he goes on Tanu Becheskim and shogig lemezid and so on. Zok places b'shloishin yoni mamon ayri Tanu Becheskim. Right, Tanu Yecheskiah, the three clauses of Tanu Yecheskiah, Shogig and Mezid, A, B, Niskaven and Eina Niskaven, C, Derech Alin, Derech Yerida, says Tosis, what separates them is not the degree of Hazodah. What separates them is the different kinds of moment that we're talking about. The Ben Shogig and Mezid, Mismairi, Bemoment, Achib, Ahadim Miso. The first clause of Tanu Yecheskiah, of Shogig and Mezid, that's talking about regular moment that happens simultaneously with the Miso. That's the regular din of Tanav Yecheskiah. That's what we always bring Tanav Yecheskiah for Chayv Misa Shogim to Potom Imamim. And that first part of Tanav Yecheskiah that we're not Mechalik and Shogim and Beis, everybody holds from. Rebbe holds from. Rabban holds from. Nobody argues on that. And he brings Agamar, the Paruch Mi Adam Chayv Mishishoyim Chayov, and Agamar says nobody argues. And Tanav Yecheskiah, look how the din of Chayv Mishishoyim. So the din of Chayv Mishishoyim, everybody subscribes to. So what's Tanav Yecheskiah? But then there's another Tanav Yecheskiah. Aval b'Miskaven l'shem Miskaven, and that the Tanav Yecheskiah went on in the second section, and said we're not Mechalik Miskaven and Einu Miskaven. La b'Moment Acher b'Hadim Misairi. That part of Tanav Yecheskiah of Miskaven Einu Miskaven, that's not talking about Moment Acher. Then this kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh is potter from moment acher. Says Tosis, a strong right. Then he shogig nafka v'kavah chaymeru. Tanav Yecheskiah already said that shogig patters from moment acher. That's Tanav Yecheskiah A. We're not mechalak in shogig lemezid. Even shogig patters from moment acher. So now he needs to tell me this kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh is potter from moment acher. What's more close to hazoda, shogig or this kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh? This kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh is avada closer to hazoda than the shogig. The shogig wasn't trying to kill at all. He was minding his own business, chopping down a tree or something, and he killed somebody with shogig. And even that path is for a moment. So this kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh, where he wasn't chopping down a tree, he was trying to kill a person, and it went and it killed somebody else. Avada, that's worse. That's a bigger hazoda. So why does Tanav Yecheskiah have to say it's another clause? Look, he locked him in shogig lemeis. He already told me that even shogig patters from moment. He needs to tell me now again that enim is kamen, which means the Gemara says this kamen laragazev aharagazev that also patters from moment. Right, that goes without saying. So what's the point of this second clause in Tanav Yecheskiah? It's not a new case of shogig, a different kind of shogig. That's not a chiddush. It's a different kind of moment. Rather, the Tanur, the second clause of the Tanur Mecheskid, that we're not mechalik from Iskaven and Einem Iskaven, is telling me that we're not mechalik from Iskaven and Einem Iskaven, that Bechol Inyan we patter from Dmeha Nerag. So, one second, if the second clause of Tanur Mecheskid is just a patter from Dmeha Nerag, in other words, if the difference between Tanur Mecheskid A and Tanur Mecheskid B, Shoyg Lemezid is A, and Iskaven and Iskaven is B. If the difference between them is in the domum that we're talking about, so isn't that strange in the language of Tanur Vecheskel? So that's missing from Tanur Vecheskel. It could chosam in a sefer. What Tanur Vecheskel said is ben shoygul amazed ben miskaven shein miskaven. Now it turns out that's not the point. The point is we're not that both shoygig and mazed and einu miskaven would not they patter the domum acherim and they patter the meinerad. So why did Tanur Vecheskel use this strange notion of miskaven and einu miskaven? Tais explains. Ulapuki mi the Rebbe the Dorish ben Iskaven laragasev a haragasev v'nasata nefesh tachas nof nefesh tach v'nasata nefesh mamon. The lashon of it that we're not mechalik from Iskaven and Iskaven. Really, Tanur Mecheskel means that we patter not only domu macherim, we patter also the nerad. Why does he talk about Iskaven and Iskaven? That's not the main thing that's changing. The main thing that's changing in this second case of Tanur Mecheskel is the mamon that we're talking about, not the kind of shogeg that we're talking about. So Tais explains, Tanur Mecheskel, he's coming lapuki mi the Rebbe. Notice he's saying, I don't accept Rebbe's drasha. Rebbe read the pasuk im osan yev and asat nefesh tachas nefesh, that if the lady got killed, but they weren't really aiming for the lady, so they have to pay the demei anerek, which according to Rebbe is a special gzeres hakosov, that demei anerek is not subject, is not nifter with kim levi derabimet. Says Tanur Mecheskel, I don't think we don't make such a chiluk. Ben miskaven laragishu. Ben emi misloy miskaven laragishu. In other words, he's flagging the case of the posuk. Where do you have the case in this kaven laragizev haragizev in the Torah? In the case of kiyunotzu anoshim. And Rebbe reads that to mean that im osin yev and asatan efesh tachas nefesh, that if they didn't want to kill the woman, and they did, so they have to pay dmei anerek. Says Tanur Mecheskel, no, there's no such chiluk. Whether they wanted miskaven to the isha, whether they didn't want miskaven to the isha, they still have to pay. We're not mechalik. They're still potter from dmei. From Dmei Anerek. So the main chiddush in Tanur Mecheskel is that this came with Ramanated Pata even from Dmei Anerek. He just uses the lashon that when not Machalik to Miskaven any Miskaven to flag the Drosha Rebbe. I don't buy into the Drosha Rebbe. Rebbe's Machalik between Miskaven and Miskaven, Lagabi Dmei Anerek, especially Xeris Akosov, says Tanur Mecheskel, I don't accept that chiluk. We're not Machalik between Miskaven and any Miskaven. But the bottom line in Tanur Mecheskel is whether it's Mazid or even less, Ein Miskaven, or even less, which is a Shaykh altogether. We pater not only Dom Macherim, but we pater Dmei Anerek. We pater even Dmei Anerek. The hash to come ask in front of Mecheskel. That's his point. Tanur Mecheskel is telling me the Kamein is Kavan, Laragazev, Horagazev, the Horagashin is Kavan, rather is Potter, Hachanami Shaim is Kavan. The Alchim, Isla Bishmites, and that's what the Gemara is bringing it in regard to in the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin. Then Tosh goes on and says, Derech Ali and Derech Yehuda, that's a different thing altogether. Derech Ali and Derech Yehuda, to Pata Mimo Menachah, that's even less of a, that's even closer to Mezid. That's for sure a Kavachayna. Again, if we're just talking about different degrees of Shoigig, if Shoigig Pata's Mimo Men, so Kavachayma, Einem Iskaven, Iskaven Laragazev, Haragazev, should Pata Mimo Men, Kavachayma, Derech Ali and Derech Yehuda, this Mamish Hazodah. So again, it's a different kind of moment. The Derech Ali and Derech Yehuda, Tais says, is talking about a different kind of concept altogether. To pay moment is a pidyon nafshoy to get out of a chiyuv misa. And that's a different drasha altogether. So the different drashas of Tanur Mecheskel, according to Tais, the different clauses, it's not different degrees. That's the bottom line of Tais. And this is, I think, not like Rashi. Rashi b'chol mokim doesn't learn this way. But Tais learns that the different madregas that you have in Tanur Mecheskel, the different statements, shegig and mezid, miskaven and miskaven, Derech Ali and Derech Yehuda, are not different kinds of hazodah. Once you said the first case of Ben Shoygul Mezid, that even Shoygul Patas from Hamilud Rabbani, even Shoygul Patas from Mammon, so everything else is a Kavachomer. If Shoygul Patas from Mammon, so Kavachomer, things that are more than Shoygul, it's Kavan Aragazel, Aragazel, Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerido. I thought it was if even Shoygul Patas, everything else for sure Patas. So what's Tanur Mecheskel's point? It's not Tanur Mecheskel's Taka thing, two, three totally independent halachas. Halacha number one, we're not mechalik and shoygig lemezid, meaning that we have a drusha that even b'shoygig you put there for this kimoy d'rabbinet. Tanur Mecheskel too. We're not mechalik and miskaven and miskaven, teaching me that there's no such thing as that Dmei Nerag is no different than any other moment. And there chaliyah there chivit. There's a different halacha altogether. That we're not mechalik. That the Torah says you can't take a that a Ritzeach can't get out of the Chiyumisa by buying his way out, and we're not mechalak between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yivid in that regard, even though Derech Yivid is Nitin Shigos of Kapara. That's the more later on in Lamed Ches. A little more peripheral talk in terms right now. Okay, so that's Tanu Vecheske. So what does Rebbe hold? So Tosh is telling me, Rebbe really basically holds from Tanu Vecheske. For the most part, as far as the basic thing of Ben Shogig Lemezid, Rebbe agrees to Tanu Vecheske that Ben Shogig Lemezid is a din of Kimle Deravine. So the only thing is that Rebbe holds, and this Tanu Vecheske doesn't accept, that's the second Tanu Vecheske. Rebbe holds that there's a special din of Dmei Nerag. By Dmei Nerag, despite the fact that he was it's not really a chiv misa, there's no chiv misa b'poil. Nonetheless, the main nerag you have to pay. So according to Rebbe, it's a psagzeis hakosuv that the main nerag is not subject to kiblei v'derabimine. So chara, I was thinking yesh lachkar. According to Rebbe, that's Rebbe reads the pasuk. The ma'asin yiv v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, which Rebbe says means a moment. According to Tosfos, that's a special day of Sakosov. Really, it ought to be Kimli Rabbinate. Because Rebbe holds some Tanav Echeskia. Even Meshoyg is Kimli Rabbinate. Kol Shekain, Kavachemer, Ben Eskav, Laragazev ought to be Kimli Rabbinate. Certainly more close to Mesa than a regular Shoyg. Nonetheless, it's a special day of Sakosov. In Osanir, that if the lady died, they wanted to, he was aiming at somebody else. The lady died, the Nasat, the Nefesh, the Chasnofesh, you pay the May Nerag. Not the May Vlodis. Not Momen Acher. But especially there's a cost of the paid the mayor there. That's what it says here in Pesach. So I was wondering, Lefi Tosfos, Lefi Rebbe, what would be the mazid? Would it be the main nerag then? If already the main nerag is not subject to Kimli Dravine, so maybe even the mazid. So once you're telling me that Rebbe basically agrees that Kimli Rabbeinu is Ben Meshogeg Ben Meizid, but there's a special Gzeiras HaKosuv, the main Nerag is a different kind of moment. All other moment, what Tosfos calls moment acher the Bahadim Isa, whether it's Kar Shirayim or whether it's even the main Vlodos, that's all called moment acher. Moment acher, Rebbe agrees Kimli Rabbeinu, you put them. Just the main Nerag, Torah carved out an exception. Tosfos in Amud Aleph over there in Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. It's a Gzeiras HaKosuv according to Rebbe. He's talking about Rebbe. That Rebbe is chelak kantana v'cheskia. Lamishin the less the hekeshul in moment achad of hadin miso. Not that he doesn't subscribe to tana v'cheskis hekesh. He agrees to tana v'cheskis hekesh. By zorak chaitz, for example, the kar shirayim, or by dmei vlodas. There he agrees that we're not mechalak ben shaygev meisid. This kimeli drabne. Aval inyin dmei nerek dafke pligi mishum the goli rechmona ben asata nefesh the goimer moment. This exerts a kosu that by dmei nerek. Even though there's Kimli Dirabine, somebody died, it's Hai Mr. Shogun, somebody died, there's Gzeres HaKosuv, you have to pay the main Nerag. So, Gzeres HaKosuv, that the main Nerag is not subject to Kimli Dirabine. So, if the main Nerag is not subject to Kimli Dirabine, so Mali Shogun, Mali Mezit, maybe even the Mezit is not subject to Kimli Dirabine. So, first, let's just establish if that's true or is that not true. Before we start wondering why it's true or why it's not true, is it true or is it not true? According to Rebbe, is there a Chiluk in Shogun and Mezit when it comes to the main Nerag? Because if somebody killed somebody else deliberately and he's chayiv misa, does he have to pay the main eret? Well, sifkul kofin after tach. Means that he can't pay the kaya kofir and get out of chayiv misa. But maybe he should have both. He'll have a chayiv misa plus a chayiv main eret.
Yeah. Rambam gives us his answer, and then in Rebbe he says that the main eret is b'mokol misa.
Wait. We'll take a look in a second. That's not good. The Rambam. What about the Tosfos himself? So I thought really it's Mukach. It's Mukach and Tosfos. Because Tosfos had his Lintana Vecheske. And Tana Vecheske said, Leichi lacked the second Tana Vecheske. Leichachloik bin Miskavin Lisha Eni Miskavin. So Tosfos says, really, Miskavin, Eni Miskavin. That's a Shogi. It's even worse than a Shogi. It's even more Chomer than a Shogi. So what's Tana Vecheske's point? His point is just Lapuki Midirevi. It's Tanu Vecheske said, "Don't be mechalak miskaven any miskaven." Doesn't mean miskaven any miskaven per se. That's already subsumed in shogeg and mezid. But not mechalak and shogeg and mezid. We're sure not being mechalak miskaven any miskaven. Literally, Tanu Vecheske just means the Dmei Nerag. You Rebbe, he Tanu Vecheske is talking to Rebbe. You're mechalak to miskaven and any miskaven. Lagabi Dmei Nerag loy tachlik ben miskaven l'shein miskaven. I don't accept that chiluk. It's mufurish in the way Tosfos learns Tana Vecheska. The Tana Vecheska understood that Rebbe's mechalat miskaven and miskaven. That when you're miskaven, you don't have to pay the nerag. When you ain't miskaven, you do have to pay the nerag. Says Tana Vecheska, I don't accept that. My nerag is no different than any other moment, and therefore like tachlut ben miskaven l'shein miskaven. It's mufur in Tosfos that Rebbe only holds that Rebbe only holds the paid main nerag when it was the ainim miskaven, but by miskaven there's no main nerag.
Right.
Shaz, why? What?
So, according to Rebbe's deek, it sounds like it's a kimli. Meaning, it's a kimli. The reason that there's no main nerag is because of kimli, no?
According to whom?
According
to Tanavei Cheskia, there's no main nerag because of kimli. But according to Rebbe,
meaning if we're being mechalik.
Oh, you're saying it sounds like the chiluk is a kimli, but
yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's also mutu yitaka. Loi tachlik says don't be mechalik mishagi with miskaven and miskaven. And Rebbe apparently isn't mechalik from miskaven and miskaven. Yeah, maybe it sounds even like it's a kili dik achilik. We'll see in the answer Ramban. Let's take a look in a second. But what's that in svar? What's the svar of Rebbe? Marashach. If there's a din of kimli rabbinay, the din of kimli rabbinay is ben shagi ben memesi. Right? That's ton of echeske. And Rebbe, Taisa told Rebbe, agrees to ton of echeske. The din of kimli rabbinay. Be'etzem shayach ben b'meizid ben b'shayim. B'meizid kimlev d'rabbanei pathas even the menerag. So why b'shayig all of a sudden is the real that the menerag is different? If the menerag is somewhat impervious to kimlev d'rabbanei of shayig, so why shouldn't it be pervious to kimlev d'rabbanei of meizid? And if this exists a kosel that the menerag doesn't have kimlev d'rabbanei of shayig, so why shouldn't that indicate that it doesn't have kimlev d'rabbanei of meizid either? Why? But Dama Macherim, this Kavalar Gezeh Vahar Gezeh is going to be Kavachemah from Shagi. Taisol, this Kavalar Gezeh Vahar Gezeh is more Hazorah than Shagi.
It's
both. You know what?
It has to be
this Kavalar Gezeh,
and it has to be
Meinara. Only
then,
could
you say
it? It's a custom in Meinara, but only Lagabi. Yeah, but what's the Havana? That's in the Chanami, but what's the Havana? You know, it's a Torah's Megala that over here you don't say Kim Ravine, but Shagi. So why shouldn't that be a good enough gili for Mezid as well? Kimli Rabbanei Lechayr is Kimli Rabbanei. So I was thinking, Lechayr can go in two directions. Either it's an indication that maybe the Kimli Rabbanei of Shagig, even after Tana Vecheskia, is not identical with the Kimli Rabbanei of Mezid. That's the old chakir we had at the beginning of the Torah. You know, the Torah was Megala, there's Kimli Rabbanei even B'Shagig. Chayim says, the Torah says, Lo Yo'osu, and the Kimli Rabbanei B'Mezid has a Pathas Mimamim. And then Tana Vecheske has a hekesh that who I didn't chayv misa shayg mupatam imam. Is that one halacha too? No, do I say now there's a gilim that kim l'drabnei is universal, but it's one din of ben b'mezik ben b'shayg. Maybe even after the Tana Vecheske that there's kim l'drabnei b'shayg also, maybe it's still a lesser, it's still a secondary din. It's derived from it. Maybe it's a separate din b'fnei atzma. We know we had this, we talked about this l'gabe z'machaykesh Rashi and Tosfos in Rav Nechunya ben Akana, which all the way back. Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds the Kimli Rabbanei even by Kares, because he has a Gzeres HaKosov. Rabbi Nova argued, where is the Gzeres HaKosov? Either it's Kares Shalikimisa Shalachem, that's one Gzeres, or is the Drasha of, what's the other Drasha? Kares Shalikimisa Shalachem?
Oh, yes, sign.
Oh, B'Kara Asoin. B'Kara Asoin by, that Asoin is here. Asoin is because there's We're not this awesome the Odom and awesome the Shemai. Akapanim, Tana Vecheske holds that Chayvei Chorus also Patam Imam. So there's a Shaila, Machak Shashi and Taisus, Sachem and by us, also in the beginning of the parish. What about Chayvei Chorus Shoygim? So Rashi holds Chayvei Chorus Shoygim, even according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, don't Patam from Mom. And Taisus takes for granted, for Dava Poshut, that it is no Chiluk. Once the Torah said, "Karishli k'misa shalachem," and lagabe misa is based in, we're not mechalak between mezid and shagi. So karishli is k'misa shalachem. So it follows automatically that the same thing. Tosfos doesn't even entertain. So don't have a pasha by Tosfos that it's the same thing. So at the time we said in Rashi, Tosfos not mukhil away, but at the time we said in Rashi, l'chor you see in Rashi, that Rashi holds that even after Tana Vecheskia, the din of chayim misa shagi is not identical with din of chayim misa mezidim. It remains a separate halach. There's a din of chayim misa mezidim, and there's another din of chayim misa shagi. The hekesh of Kar Shuli Kamisha Shalachem was only said, Rashi understood, Rashi held at least, was only said, Lagabi Chayavim Mrs. Mizidim, not Lagabi Chayavim Mrs. Shagim. In other words, if Tana Vecheski is a gilui, that there is no difference, that it's one din, that the din of kimli rabbanei is one din, b'meisav b'shoyg, it's one halacha. And the Torah said, "Koresh li kamisa shalachem." So if Koresh is kamisa, then it has to be kamisa. And why should it be chilukim by Koresh? You don't have by misa. Rashi apparently holds that even holds by misa is based on itself as two halachas. The din of chayv misa is mezidim, and the din of chayv misa shoygim. It's two separate dinim. Maybe there's not afkamina, but fundamentally it's two different dinim. It's turned out it's a separate pasuk of Tanu Becheskia, and the hekesh of Koresh li kamisa lachem. Rashi held, you could argue on that. But Rashi held the hekesh of Koresh li kamisa lachem was only said in the din of chayv misa mezidim, not in the din of chayv misa shoygim. That's where we started to talk about this concept. There's other maybe mekayim for such a chiluk. I mean, there's a mashal. Maybe you should just know there's a mashal. Maybe Shalim, there's no remes to this mashal. There's this story of the mashal, but the mashal has a chiddush. The Tzoyis also brings a mashal. No, you saw Rashi. The Rashi and Tzoyis both say that even though there's kimle drabine, but you still chayim lots of shemay. So the mashal has a chiddush. The whole year we didn't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it too much now because it's a shirazah. But the mashal has a chiddush that's only by chayv misa shaygim. Chayv misa mezidim, there's no chiv lotzos rei shemay. I don't know why that should be. Rav Chanan says episode that the pshat in the mashal is that chayv misa mezidim, the misa really is like kol l'chiv. The misa is kol l'chiv mamon. If you know, like kol l'chiv ishitin v'ad nafshe. Once he has a chiv misa, it's kilu he paid the mamon. And chayv misa shaygim just a ptur. But just a ptur, he's still chayv lotzos rei shemay. But chayv misa mezidim, his mamon is dead. So dead, it's like he paid. So maybe he's not even chayav lotzos rei shemay. That's how Chanan says pshat in the mashal. The whole thing in Rishonim is mamash. I don't think there's any, as far as I know, and I've seen, as far as I know, there's no mocker in Rishonim for this chiluk the mashal. But Kapanim, you certainly see in the mashal, and mashal is amazing. But you certainly see in the mashal that he certainly understood that chayav misas mizidim is not the same halach as chayav misas shayim. Yes, so once you say it like that, so yichalanu lema, then we would, you know, we don't need the mashal to say this. We say it without the mashal, maybe just like we saw in the Rashi. It was say it's two separate halachas. So then we could say, look, the gzeres hakosuf of im osin yir the nosat nefesh tachas nefesh. Rebbe's gzeres hakosuf that if they were these ki notz anoshim, they're trying to kill each other and they killed the lady and they have to pay the meinera. The gzeres hakosuf is talking about chayv misa shoygim. It's kavan arig zev aharig zev. More chomer than a shoygim. Like upon the side of mesit. So ain lecha elam ashe kosuf. You only have what it says. You know what it says. Is that the main nerig is not subject to chayv misa shoygim? It doesn't say that it's not subject to chayv misa mezidim. So we have no word. Once you say it's two different halachas, so just because we have exeris hakosuf that the main nerig is not subject to chayv misa shoygim, we have no. That doesn't mean that we're justified in going a step beyond and saying it's not subject to chayv misa mezidim. After all, chayv misa mezidim is maybe more of a ptur. Hashal says it takes off even losses of shemayim. So maybe that's the shadow here in Tosis and Rebbe. That's one direction to go. And then the other possibility, the other direction, this is maybe what the Ramban is Maramis, is that maybe the pshat in the Mei Nerag, why talk is Mei Nerag not subject to Kimmel Dravne? Maybe it's not stam that the Mei Nerag is not subject to Kimmel Dravne, like as this exemption from Kimmel Dravne. Maybe it's a halacha that the Mei Nerag is b'mokoyim l'chi of Misa. Okay, he says it's Lashon Ramban, I don't remember the Ramban. It's been mokum. I think maybe you could find that. It's been mokum the chiyuv misa. In other words, really, he should be chayiv misa because he's a murderer. The Torah says he pays, but he's not chayiv misa because it's kav la'arigzeh la'arigzeh. Rabbi holds that you're off the hook. So the Torah says you're not so much off the hook. You're off the hook, but you still have to pay the main nerag. But the whole main nerag, it's not a regular chiyuv mamon. The whole main nerag is a substitute for. He didn't ask me to abode in a besvara. Did his kavan lezev aharig zeh? The abode of chayv li. The Rebbe polga cheskin. Inami Rebbe gufi yisle keshem shoyi gumezim. Avam his kavan lezev aharig zeh. Rachman ul kminu l'tashlumid b'mokam isle. Gaminu mizera shava nesina nesina krisa hasam. Gaminu shaygi b'misa atzma minis kavan lach. Yeah, the Ramban says that the pshatin. Ramban says this far that the chiyuv of the main nerag is a substitute. It's not a regular chiyuv moment. It's a substitute for the misa. That's why it doesn't have kimli rabbanit. Ordinarily, Misa Patas from Mammon, where the Mammon is not coming to substitute for the Chiyuv Misa. But the Chiyuv Misa, the Chayiv Misa Shayim, doesn't Patas from the Menerag, if the whole point of the Menerag is to be a kind of Chiyuv Misa. It's a secondary Chiyuv Misa. So maybe if you actually kill him, why pay? Why should he have to pay? No, it's not that it's not that B'mezid, not that the Xeris HaKos of the Menerag doesn't have the Kimli with the Rabbinah of Shogig, but it has the Kimli with the Rabbinah of Mezid. Menerag doesn't have Kimli Rabbinah altogether. But B'mezid, there's no point in the Menerag. But if it was B'mezid, then there's no point to having the Menerag. The whole Menerag is B'mokim, the Chiyuv Misa. Here he's actually getting a Chiyuv Misa. If he actually gets a Chiyuv Misa, why should he be in the Menerag? Elamai v'terz tashlumin be'alma v'terz tashlumin be'alma is kimli rabbinah. There could be another afkamin also. If you're going to say that that's the pshat, I was clarifying what would be the din of meinera b'mezid according to Rebbe. We could ask it. We could clear the other way, the other extreme also. What would be the din of meinera b'shoigig? B'shoigig mamish. Is it meinera b'shoigig according to Rebbe? According to anybody, is there a din of meinera b'shoigig? You say, yeah, why not? If there's a main narag by Ibn Skavan Laragazel, Haragazel, if it doesn't even have the Kimli Rabbani of Ibn Skavan Laragazel, Haragazel, certainly shouldn't have the Kimli Rabbani of a Shagig.
It's Golos.
What?
Golos.
Oh, because Golos will pat there. There's Kimli Rabbani by Golos. That's a good point. There's Kimli Rabbani of Golos. What? I know, but there is such a thing. Who says that this Kimli Rabbani of Golos? It's a Gemara. Is it a Gemara or it's a Rashi? It's Zion. It's Kimati Gemara. It's a Rashi and it's Kimati Gemara. I didn't remember. Now it's coming back. Here it is. Let's tack a try to unravel this. It's interesting. Islam is dying on the base. Maybe bears on us. We'll take it from the top. We'll learn it together. I remember, don't remember what's going on here, but the. Start from the top of Lama Zayin without. I mean, not the top, the bottom of Lama Zayin without. Two dots. Beginning of the Sugi. It says, this is the pasuk of Lo Yosin. Frankly, my Bahami Hochan Afka. Kimli Rabbani, you learn after Lo Yosin. May Hosan Afka, Kadeir Shosa, Yishimushachas at the Machai, the Vita Machai, the Mishim Stavish Shoyas. So, my answer is, we've referenced this Gemara many times. Chodim Misu Momen, Chodim Malkus Momen. And as a Tichasa, the Yashmina Misu Momen, Shundiki, but the Shama of a Malkus Momen, like even the Shame Meloy. The Yashmina Malkus Momen, Shundiloy, Chomiris. Isure, about Misu Momen, the Chomiris Suri, Emeloy. Tricha. So we have two psukim. Lo yosin is misa moment. Kedei rishos is malchus moment with the shichas. Well, a meir dom aloikum mishalim tati lamali. According to a meir, he doesn't hold from the din of like. He also you are aloikum mishalim. So what does he do with the pasuk of kedei rishos? My answer is chadu b'misu moment. The chadu b'misu malchus. So kedei rishos is misu malchus. Tais is as according to rabbanu. You learn that both from kedei rishos misu malchus and malchus moment. Anything that has malchus. With also tzrichas the yesh min misa mamon mishon the chadu beglufei vechadu bemoin the leavdinon, and the misa malchus the idividi beglufei ema misa richti v'neved bein. The yesh min misa malchus the tarti beglufei leavdinon, and the misa mamon the chadu beglufei vechadu bemoin ema neved bein tzrichas. So this is tzrichas. Now going on, leisikhu kaifel the nefesh shetzeach lamali. What do you need a pasuk of leisikhu kaifel the nefesh shetzeach? It's kimli rabbanei. How can you take a moment from him? It's, we already know this. End of kimli rabbanei. Misa patas from moment. So why do you need a pasuk of leisikhu kaifel the nefesh shetzeach? Says the Gemara, this is a new concept. Not the regular of Kimli Rabbanei that a Chi of Misa paters a Chi of Mammon. Okay, a Chi of Misa paters a Chi of Mammon, but maybe you could pay Mammon and get out of Misa. It's a different thing. So the Torah said, no, like sikhl kain for the nefesh yotzeach. He can't pay mammon to get out of a chiyuv misa. Then another pasuk Gemara asks, what about this pasuk? Like sikhl kain for lonos el ir miklotei lamali. What's that pasuk telling me? The Amar Achmanu, like tishkel memayna minei v'tiftarei min golos. He can't pay money to get out of golos. V'trei kroi lamali. Why do we need a pasuk if he can't pay mammon to get out of misa? And another pasuk can't pay mammon to get out of golos. Chad b'shoigig v'chad b'mezit. Says Rashi, Lesikul Kaifalomus. What was the Gemara's question in the first place? The Gemara asked, why do we need a pasuk of Leisikhu Kaifer Lonos Alir Miklote? It's a new concept. I mean, it's a new concept. So Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha is the Gemara thought means that there's a kimli of the rabbinim that he doesn't have chayav golus and mammon. So Rashi says. And that's the Gemara's kasha. What do I need a pasuk for that for? After all, I already know it from the Din of Chayav Misa Shogeg. Here he says, if I remember correctly, that it's mashmim this Gemara that Golos pops from Mammon. Except the Gemara's question is, normally, I already know what that's Chayav Misa Shogeg. It's the top of Lamazayim with this. Kishem she'ein od the mesum mishalim v'loy loyke mishalim kachem hoyo lov einish misus beistin u'malkus mesum ein loyke. That's the Gemara. Chal gavod olomu yishachas ato mechai v'vita mechai v'shtei v'shoyes. He says the chal gavod, just like you're not mesum mishalim, you're not loyke mishalim, you're not mesum loyke. Chal gavod olomu yishachas ato mechai v'vita mechai v'shtei v'shoyes. Agaluchu, it's mashman in the Iri, like we saw in Rashi and Makkos. That Kederish also is Kailo will be so Mammon also, even though there's a Tzrichasa, but after the Tzrichasa, everything goes into Kederish also. But then the Mimi is, V'chein bedin Kailo liyir miklot. Im kora shirayim b'harigosei potter, she'ina Kailo mishalim. Kailo is also asking with Rabbanei, because it's Kederish also. It can't be the same way, you're not Leika mishalim, you're not Mesa mishalim, you can't be Kailo mishalim. El shebezu, ain't a Tzrichim all the time, zeh. But the emes is academic, so you have a chal chayim yishishoykin, v'dover achru, because it's anyway chayim yishishoykin. Every chayiv golus is chayiv misis based in shogeg, so it's really academic this halacha. But you should know that if it wasn't, you know, lu yitzur, it wasn't chayiv misis shogeg, you wouldn't be goyel mishal. That's I don't know why he says it. Maybe he says it for Pshat in the Gemara. It's Pshat in this Rashi also. But the Gemara said, why do I need a pasuk of Leisichu Kaifer Lonos Ali Miklotai? So Rashi said the Gemara understood that the pasuk is telling me that Golat Patas from Mammon. In fact, well, why do I need it for? I already know that Chayim Mishnah Shoykin Patas from Mammon. I already know Kedei Shasa. So the Gemara answered, no, here's another halacha that you can't pay your way out of Golos. But Kilo, it's Mashman Rashi that there was a concept. And Rashi maybe should have him. Which is a more can think because we need, where's the Rishamasur Lebeistin? And we saw the Gemara Makas Karas doesn't pat him for a moment. The Gemara says, why? Because you need a Rishamasur Lebeistin. So how's Golas Masur Chara? I didn't know that Golas is Masur Lebeistin. It says in the Miriam that Golas is Masur Lebeistin. I think it's a Lashon Rambam somewhere. That Beistin has to make sure that he goes into Golas. Yeah.
Okay, it must be Rashi Lishikasa figuring out. Maybe wanted to say that Rashi will say he's going to be
even Tana Vecheskia.
It's a din
of Bezdin. What do you mean, even Tana Vecheskia din of Bezdin? Oh, the din of Kilmud Rav is in the Bezdin. Right?
So Rashi is trying to say why it's Bezdin and it's involved in any case of Shogir.
But it still says, it sounds like the Rashi. I mean, the Rashi is not so strong over here, the Digan Rashi. And it was to have him in the Gemara. I don't know if it's so much to build on the Rashi. So maybe he has this concept. So anyway, okay, so how do you get into this? Oh, so I'm just wondering like this. According to Rebbe, that there's the main nerag, find this common larag as ever, harag as ever, you paid the main nerag. So what will be, because it's not subject to chayim misa shogim. So what would be with, what will be if you killed b'shogim? Oh, it's the mirror's tackle of shogim again. Right. What would be if you killed b'shogim? Killed somebody b'shogim, do you have to pay the main nerag? According to Rebbe, not Lahalah, but according to Rebbe, do you have to pay the main era? So Lechairo, you should say, yeah, why not? After all, you killed him, and Adam with Olam, Ben Erb, Ben Yoshin, you know, even B'shoig, you have to pay Nezek. So you have a domain, you killed somebody. You should have to pay the main era. I have these cumulative rabbine, but Rebbe holds that there's no cumulative rabbine on. That the main Nerag is not subject to the cumulative rabbine of. It's not subject to Kimli Rabbani. So he said, Kimli Rabbani of Mazen, maybe it is subject to. Because that's a more chomer than the Kimli Rabbani. You know, like the Mashal, that's a more chomer. But the Kimli Rabbani of Shoigig is less lechor than the Kimli Rabbani of Nistav Laragazel, Horagazel. Shoigig is on the scale of Hazoda, the biggest is Mazen. Nistav Laragazel, Horagazel is less, at least according to Tosis. And the least is Shoigig Mamish. Tosis Beferis. From Shoigig to Nistav Laragazel, Horagazel is a Kalachimer up. So if Rebbe holds that by Niskav and Laragazeh, you have to pay the main nerag, and the Kimli of the Rabbin who doesn't get you off. So if you were a Shogig Mamish, the Chomish should have to pay the main nerag, and the Kimli of the Rabbin won't get you off. So it'll come out of Samar Dikadin, that according to Rebbe, a Chorig B'Shogig should have to pay the main nerag. That's how the Chorig ought to follow. So. But according to the, so first of all, I guess with the Meiri you can get out of it. If he goes into Golos, then the Golos will pattern. Kedei Rishosa. And him Golu Mishalim. Ashadas Kedei Rishosa. And at that, there's no ton of Echeskia. I mean, well, it wouldn't matter. You're a Shogi anyway. So the Golos will pattern for a moment. Now, it's when you're Kavan Argus and Argus, there's no Golos, because you carve the Mesid. You know. But if you're mamish goyle by a regular shogig, so then you'll have to pay the main era. You'll be off from the main era. Yeah, so that might be a way out. But according to the Ramban, it doesn't start. According to the Ramban, the reason why when it's kavan lara gezeh v'har gezeh you have to pay the main era is not because it's not subject to kimli d'rabine, because it's a substitute for the chiyuv misa. Because you jolly well want to be chiyuv misa, because you really wanted to kill somebody. Just you when it's kavan lara gezeh v'har gezeh. So Rebbe holds that you don't have to get killed mamish. You have to pay the main era. But in a case of a shogig, who says you have to pay where he's not? Maybe the Torah wasn't mechayiv from the nerag in the first place. The reason why according to Ramban, the reason why the nerag doesn't have kimli rabbani is not because it has some kind of exemption from kimli rabbani. The reason why the nerag doesn't have to pay kimli rabbani is because nerag is a substitute for the chiyuv misa. Well, when was the Torah mechayiv this nerag? By niskav and laragazeh, laharagazeh, which is something which is certainly karav lemezid. According to the Ramban, yechayiv misa mamish. So even according to Rebbe, it lacks in v'arvlo. You're not chayiv misa mamish, but at least you have to pay the main nerag. But a harib b'shogig, that's not a lack of v'arvlo. That's patur l'kuli alma. That's a regular shogig. So mechateisles didn't main nerag in the first place. Elamai als mazik, a mazik yakim l'rabne. That's a regular ton of echeske. Right, I think that's the pashtus. Okay, very good. Let's move along. So that's how Taisa deals with Rebbe. Rebbe holds some Tana Vecheskia. It's a special in the main there. B'mokum l'chiv misa is the main there. So yesterday I mentioned that the Rambam has a different etzah for Rebbe. The Rambam, Perek Dalet of Chayvel Mazik. It's very mechudish to Keshita. So he had a lady. And she had a miscarriage. And she died. Didn't want to kill her. So he's potum in a tashlumin, doesn't have to pay the mevlodos. That if nobody died, which the Rambam understands to mean osin mamish, if nobody got killed, you paid the mevlodos. But if somebody got killed, if the lady got killed, then you don't have to pay the mevlodos. Leichilik hakosav in shegig lemezid, v'dover sheish b'misis beistin, l'poytum in atashlumen. So this Rambam is the regular Tana Mecheskel. That ben b'mezid, ben b'shegig, gipotah from the mevlodos. And he reads it into the pasuk of lo yo'osun, because he translates lo yo'osun to mean osun mamash. Lo yo'osun, osun mamash. If nobody got killed, then you have to pay the mevlodos. But if somebody got killed, the lady got killed, Hagam, that you were a shaykh, you didn't want to kill her at all. You were a shaykh, you mamash. You don't have to pay the mevlodos. So it's basically Tana Vecheskia. The Rambam doesn't quote Tana Vecheskia. He just quotes the pasuk of lo yo'osun, which he renders as osun mamash. That means, I think we asked when we were learning the Gemara, if osun means osun mamash, why don't you Tana Vecheskia? It says in lo yo'osun. If lo yo'osun means osun mamash, so in the pasuk of lo yo'osun, it says that if somebody got killed, then you're part of the mevlodos, regardless of whether there was a din osun, regardless of whether there's a chiyah misa, but the fact that somebody got killed, that's chayav misa shayim. So why do you turn on a cheske? So I think I said at the time, some of you have to say that without turn on a cheske, I wouldn't know if osun means osun mamash or din osun. Turn on a cheske in the megala that lo yo'osun means osun mamash. So Rambam skips the turn on a cheske and he goes right to osun mamash. That's anyway, that's not a kasha. The derech of the Rambam is he doesn't bring complicated drash. It simplifies the drashas. See, the Rambam simplifies the drashas. Doesn't mean Tana Vecheskia. He just gives me the bottom line. Lo yo'osun means osun mamish. If she got killed, ben b'mezid ben b'shegig, you don't have to pay the mevlodos. But the Rambam's case of a shegig is that he wanted to hit the lady. He gave the lady a punch in the stomach. He didn't want to kill her, but he was trying to hit her. B'med var mamurim shen iskavim le'isho. He was aiming at her. He just didn't want to kill her, so he's a shegig. If he was trying to hit somebody else or kill somebody else, since it was below kavana, that's potter altogether. It's not even a shogun. And you have to pay the mevlodos. So the Rambam basically is reconciling Tana Vecheskia with Rebbe. The Rebbe is not a steer to Tana Vecheskia. I think this is, let's hear already say, this is how the Rambam dealt with Taisus' kasha. Taisus the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Rebbe is machkim in Tana Vecheskia. Ag Gemara says everybody holds from Tana Vecheskia. So this is the Rambam's solution. Rebbe is machkim from the, similar to Taisus in that, Rebbe is just machkim from the second half of Tana Vecheskia. But he's not machkim from Tana Vecheskia in general. But Taisus says, how could that be? Miskavan Laragazev, Laragazev, the Kavachimer from Shegid. So Taisus' solution is, but there's different kinds of moment. The Rambam's solution is that there's a difference between a shogig where he was trying to hit the lady. He didn't want to kill her, but he was trying to hit the lady. That's the shogig of Tana Vecheskia. That's that takapatis me moment. Whereas if he was not aiming at the lady at all, he was kavim larig and zeh, harig and zeh, Hagami wanted to kill the other guy. But that goes into, but it lacks in va'oravloi, and that's a new halacha of va'oravloi. Va'oravloi is mafkir that he's not called, it's not like a shogig. A shogig is a chayim mish shogim. That's called that he's chayim mish, just b'shogig. So we can't kill him, but because it's b'shogig. But he was aiming at the lady. But here, where it lacks in v'arvla, he wasn't trying to hit her, to kill her at all. He was trying to kill somebody else. The Rambam holds that's less than the shogig of beating up the lady but not trying to kill her, and that already is not called chayv misis at all, and that pays to make blood. Who said there was Asra in the first case either?
There wasn't Asra. It's the same. Both of them had no Asra.
No, we know the Rambam passing. If you know it, we know the Rambam passing like we have this. Kavan Lari says, Potter. The Rambam passing is no Chasir Seach. What? What?
How do you know
this
Kavan was Asra?
You know, we know that. It probably doesn't matter. I don't think it matters if it was Asra. Because, I mean, that's a fact. The Rambam does pass in no Chasir Seach. He passing like Rebbe. This Kavan Lari says, Potter. And this Gemara, this Rambam is Rebbe. This Rambam is not making this up out of whole cloth. This Rambam is Rebbe. This Kavan Rambam, if he's passing like Rebbe, then this Kavan Larga said, this is how Rebbe read the Pasuk. Vim osun yeh, v'nasat ha-nefesh tachas nefesh means that if they weren't aiming to kill the lady, they were aiming to kill somebody else. V'nasat ha-nefesh tachas nefesh means mama.
Wasn't
Rebbe
only a case with Asra? That you had Asra for the first person, and then you hit somebody else?
Oh, even if you had Asra. Right? If you don't have Asra, it's the same thing. But even if you have for the May Vlodis, what's the difference between Asra and Asra? So it's Rebbe holds that it says Ba'orav Loi, and therefore when it's Kavan La'ar Geseh, you're not Chai Misa for being Ha'ar Geseh. Even if you had Asra, you're not Chai Misa. If you didn't have Asra, you're also not Chai Misa. So there, that's this Rama. The Rama says, that's this Rama. In this Kavan L'chaver, even with Asra, it was in this Kavan L'chaver. Benog of Asisha, after the Shemesa, Ha'il Be'amisa V'loi Kavana. Why is it V'loi Kavana? Because it was in this Kavan La'ar Geseh, Ba'orav Geseh. Anyway, lack of Asra would only make it shogi. The whole point of the Rambam is that it's less than a shogi. That's why he's chayav and mevlodis. If in the case of a shogi where he was hitting the woman and he didn't want to kill her at all, there was for sure no Asra. It was a shogi altogether. That's potem and mevlodis, because the Rambam passed the ton of Echeskia. Chayav and mishi shogi gave up potem and mevlodis. The second halacha in the Rambam is that he was aiming for somebody else. Says the Rambam, that's less than a shogi. I don't think in Kolot HaKula it's called less than a shogi. You know, you want to light one candle, you need another candle on Shabbos. Maybe it's right on Shabbos. Maybe you put the Asmalech Asmal Shabbos, but it's amazing. I don't know. You wanted to plow with this Shor v'Chamor, you plowed with a different Shor v'Chamor. About it, that's amazing. It's not here. It's a special Gzeirat Kosov Asmal Arvulay. The Gemara says it's Gzeirat Kosov Asmal Arvulay. We talked about that yesterday. But Akupanim, that's how the Rambam. That's the Rambam's take on the steer between Rebbe and the. And Tana Becheske. No, the Rambam is Makayim, both Gemaras. Our Gemara is right. Rebbe agrees to Tana Becheske. Chayiv Mishishayim, we attack the Potem and the Teshlumen. I, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Rebbe is Chaylik and Tana Becheske. He's only Chaylik and Tana Becheske in the Alokam, this Kavan Lara Gezel, Lara Gezel. But in the regular Alokam, Chayiv Mishishayim, he agrees to Tana Becheske, that does Potem and the Teshlumen. But Tosha's question was, how could that be? If Shoykh Pathas from Teshlumen, so this Kavan Lara Gezel, Lara Gezel, the Kavan Chaymer Shapathas from Teshlumen. So Taisus Eitz is different kinds of Tashlumen. This is Meid Nerag and this is Dom Macher. The Rama's Eitz is that there's a case of Niskav and Laragazel, which is less than that is less than a Shogun. In the context of Ritzicho, Niskav and Laragazel, Laragazel is less than a Shogun. Because Niskav and Laragazel, Laragazel lacks in Va'orovloi. And it's Exeris Akosu that is not Chayiv Misa at all. Whereas the case of Shogun where it was Va'orovloi, how could it be Va'orovloi and be Va'shogun? Because he wanted to beat her up. And he ended up killing her. So it doesn't lack in Va'or of Loi. So it's Chayv Mishu Shaykh. And that already passes him in a Tashlumen. Remember, that's Shittus Aram. So, yeah.
According to Rebbe, the first Pasuk that says Imlai Asayin, that's a case where he's beating up the woman. And the second
Pasuk. Oh, so it's very strange. Yes, I'm not sure how the Ram read the Pasukim. Let me get to that in a second. So, first of all, it's an interesting thing, though. The Ram does not say a word about Tmeinera. In the case of Niskav and Larag Zev, Ahor Gezeh, so the Rebbe says, how does he read the Pasuk? Niskav and Larag Zev, Ahor Gezeh, Rebbe goes to his Potter. Frankly, Gemara, but it says in the Potter, Bim Osen Yiv and Esat and Nefesh Tachas Nafesh. So the Gemara answers, what is Nefesh Tachas Nafesh? According to Rebbe, it means Momen. So what's the Momen? So Taisus learns it means the Meinera. The Ram doesn't say a word about the Meinera. The Meinera does not appear in the Ram at all. The Ram says, Niskav and Larag Zev, Ahor Gezeh, he pays the Meiv Lodas. The Ram learned, from Chodesh to Kipshat and the Gemara. That when Rebbe said v'nasat the nefesh tachas nefesh means moment, doesn't mean the main nera. I don't think Rama has main nera. It means the main vlodus. I don't know why there's no nera. Why isn't there the main nera? If there's no cumulative Rama, why don't you have to pay the main nera? What? It's a nezek. What do you need asra for the main nera? It's a nezek. Al smazik. Why do you have to pay the main nera? Plus it's al smazik. The Ram holds this is not a shogeg. The Ram holds this is less than a shogeg. It's ki'ilu. The lashon of the Ram is harezek kedovah she'ein by misis beistim. doesn't accumulate. It's not a shaygig at all. It's less than a shaygig. So if it's less than a shaygig, and you paid the mei vlodos because it's less than a shaygig, so why should it not be chayiv mei nera? I mean, it sounds like the Rambam just doesn't have this notion of the mei nera at all. I don't know why not. Why not?
Well, the rabbanim don't. I mean,
you're asking the rabbi. Here we have a case with
the
rabbi.
But the whole musig of the mei nera doesn't exist according to the rabbanim.
I would think the rabbanim don't have the musig of the mei nera because it's always kimli the rabbi. Why should the mei nera be less than? Why shouldn't you have to pay the nera plus the dos masik? If you were masik them anything else, you'd have to pay. Yeah, but why does it need exercise kosov? Why isn't it? Why if I mean there pashut al mazik ba'alma? If you killed his eved, you have to pay. If you killed his shor, you have to pay. So you killed it, and why don't you have to pay for the other? I don't know, but the Ram doesn't have it. Maybe it doesn't need it. Maybe somehow in Sora, which is no such thing as made there.
Who says the Ram's like Rabbi?
Well, no, we know the Ram has like Rabbi. Rabbi doesn't say it passing the Ram. Rabbi or Shimon, the same thing. Where's the Rebbe's Reb Shimon? It's the same sheet as Reb Shimon.
Maybe that's why Texas uses the plural language, because it's Rebbe and Reb Shimon.
No. No, the Gemara just says Rebbe and Reb, in the sugi over there, in the Mishnah's Reb Shimon, the Gemara quotes Rebbe. Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon. Maybe somebody else can find it. I don't have a... So anyway, so that's an interesting thing. So apparently in the Rambam, the Rambam passing like Rebbe number one. The Rambam holds a Rebbe, and he passes like Tanam Echeskel, and that's this Rambam, very Mechudosh to the Rambam, that he holds that you can reconcile Rebbe with Tanam Echeskel, because Shogig is more than his Kavan Laragazel or Haragazel. The Shogig you wanted, it hurt, so it doesn't lack in the Orvalo. His Kavan Laragazel or Haragazel lacks in the Orvalo, you weren't aiming at her at all. And the Rambam learns, but that's number one in the Rambam. Number two, the Rambam has a Chiddush, because the Rambam holds it's not different, and therefore the Rambam learns that you have to pay the Mei Vlodos. This kavan laragazel haragazel, you pay the mevlodus. Tosis also, you don't pay the mevlodus. Mevlodus is a regular mammon. It's only the meinerig special. The Rambam doesn't have any of that. You pay the mevlodus, and in the Rambam, there's mamash no mention of the meinerig at all. Apparently, the Rambam doesn't have the concept of the meinerig. Again, I don't know why you don't pay the meinerig pasuk dals mazik, but the Rambam doesn't have it. So what's not so clear to me is how the Rambam read the pasuk. Because if you look at the two Rambams together, the first pasuk, the Torah says, "Vim lo ye osoin," so you have to pay the mei vlodos. Right? Vim lo ye osoin. What's it? Vim lo ye vim kimot kinot haloshim v'nokshu ishahar v'yotzik ledel. So im lo ye osoin onish yonish kashi yosu levala isha v'nosim b'flilim. You have to pay the mei vlodos. Vim osoin ye v'nasatan nefesh tachas nefesh. So the first pasuk that says, "Vim lo ye osoin." So according to Rebbe, how does Rebbe learn the second pasuk? So that we have a Gemara. The im also in, I should put it up on the board, I don't have to mark. The second pasuk, im also in yiv and asat and efes tachas nofesh, according to Rebbe means, if the lady dies, so then you have to pay mama. So what's the first pasuk? The im lo yi also in, if the lady dies, you have to pay the may, let's say, to Rashi. If the lady died, you have to pay the main nera. According to Rashi, you have to pay. Rashi was not mechalik in the main nera, the main bloods. So you have to pay the main nera. And the main bloods also, for that matter, problem. So what's the first pasuk? Ve'im lo yia osoin, you have to pay to make lodus, which implies that if there will be an osoin, then you don't have to pay to make lodus. How does Rebbe learn that pasuk? Okay, I'll tell you what Rashi. Never know what Rashi should say. I'll tell you what Rashi does say. That'll be easier. Rashi in Bava Kama. By the sugya of Taisus Kostigam earlier on Membeis. Rashi Taka discusses how does Rebbe read the Pesukim. Rashi again is not Mechad, Tais Mechad, Minerag, and Mevlodis. Rashi doesn't have that. Minerag, Mevlodis, according to Rashi, it's all the same. Rashi doesn't hold from different kinds of mamma. So the second Pasuk says, according to Rebbe, him Osanir, if the lady dies, then you have to pay mamma. Mevlodis, maybe Minerag too, I don't remember what Rashi says, but certainly you have to pay the Mevlodis. So what does the first Pasuk say? Im Loye Osan, you have to pay the Mevlodis. What do you mean Loye Osan? Even if there is Osan, you have to pay the Mevlodis. Like, what's the difference between the first pasuk and the second pasuk? If the second pasuk means mammon, and it says, if the lady dies, you have to pay to make lovers. And what does the first pasuk say? Im lo yosin, you have to pay to make lovers. How do you read the pasuk? If nobody dies, you have to pay to make lovers, and if somebody dies, you have to pay to make lovers. So let us just say, you have to pay to make lovers. So how do you read the psukim? How does Rebbe read the psukim? So Tosis learned the psukim according to Rebbe, there's a chilik to mean the may nerag, and the make lovers. The first pasuk says, if nobody dies, you have to pay the Mei Vlodos, but if somebody dies, you don't have to pay the Mei Vlodos. Kimli Rabbi, Rabbi also agrees to Tana Mecheskel. But then there's another halacha, the Mei Nerag. If us in year, then you have to pay the Mei Nerag. Okay, that's a Tosis alert. The first Pasuk is the Mei Vlodos, the second Pasuk is the Mei Nerag. Rashi doesn't have that. Rashi not Mechalik the Mei Vlodos and the Mei Nerag. So what's the difference between the first Pasuk and the second Pasuk? The first Pasuk says, if nobody dies, you have to pay the Mei Vlodos, and the second Pasuk says, if somebody dies, you have to pay the Mei Vlodos. So what's the difference between the first Pasuk and the second Pasuk? So Rashi addresses it. Rashi Yodir Babakamim Beis. And he says that Rebbe will learn the pasuk. The first pasuk means im lo yosain. If the guy whom he was trying to kill didn't die, then he has to pay the mevlodus. But if the guy that he was trying to kill dies, then he's chayav misa. Then he doesn't pay the mevlodus. That's chayav misa mezidim. And then the next pasuk says im osan yeh. If the lady dies, then he still has to, then he pays the mev. Then he pays the mevlodus. If she dies, and if she doesn't die, he also pays the mevlodus. I think Rashi over there learns the im osanya means even if osanya. I think Rashi is the preferred. I don't remember if I said you have to say it in Rashi or Rashi really says it explicitly. You certainly have to say it in Rashi. Yeah. Im ein osan bechaveroi. Afilu yesh osin beisha ye onish. He puts it together. But I think that's what he means. The im loye osin means if his friend didn't die, then he pays the mei vlodis. If his friend dies, of course he's chayim misa. Then we haul him off to the gallows. But then the pasuk goes on and says the im osin yeh. If the lady dies, meaning even if the lady dies, he still has to pay the mei vlodis because that already Rebbe holds that's. That's Niskavan Laragazeh, Laragazeh. And Rashi means Kipshutti, the Rebbe doesn't hold from Tanav Echeski at all. He's mafkim Tanav Echeski entirely, and he doesn't subscribe to Tanav Echeski. So it's Chayim Mishishagim, doesn't pat him in a Teshlum. That's Rashi's mouth. He asks at the beginning of the Deeper, Rashi's Fesh, Afilu Yesh Osun Beisha Yehonshu. Rashi means Im Osun Yehim is Afilu Osun Yehim. Okay, so far we have two mahakim in the psukim. How does Aliba the Rebbe? How does Tosis learn the psukim Aliba the Rebbe? And how does Rashi learn the psukim Aliba the Rebbe? Rashi learns the psukim Aliba the Rebbe because Rashi holds that there's no chilik in Meinerag and Meivlodus, and Rashi learns that Rebbe is altogether against Tana Vecheske. Kipshutim mapkim Tana Vecheske. He's altogether against Tana Vecheske. That's not so terrible for Rashi. The Rebbe should against Tana Vecheske. Rashi holds that even Rabbi Yochanan is against Tana Vecheske. So Rashi doesn't not misspoke in Tana Vecheske that much. So there could be people against Tana Vecheske, and we're notwithstanding. So Rashi learns. So again, how does Rashi learn the psukim? Rashi learns the psukim im osin the im lo ye osin. If his friend didn't die, then he pays the mevlodus. The im osin ye, even if the woman dies, when asat nefesh tachas nefesh mamon, he still has to pay the mevlodus. That's how Rashi learns the psukim. Tosis learns that Rebbe stems with Tana Vecheske, but there's a difference between the nerag and the mevlodus. So therefore, Tosis learns the psukim aliba the Rebbe. Then in loya osain, if the lady didn't die, then you pay the mevlodus. But if the lady died, then you can't pay the mevlodus. That's chayv mishishayikin. Patis from mevlodus. Patis from mamanache. This kavan laragazeh laharagazeh is not different than a shayikin. But v'im osain yeh. But if the lady died, you don't pay the mevlodus. That's regular kimli rabbinet. Tana vecheske. But there's a special din of meinerik when a satan nefesh tachas nefesh that v'mokim the misa you have to pay the meinerik. That's a Tosfos of Sukkim Aliba the Rebbe. But what about the Rambam? The Rambam holds. The Rambam doesn't have the Meinerag at all. It doesn't even appear in the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Rebbe. The Meinerag makes no appearance in the Rambam altogether. It's not on his radar screen. There's only the Mevavos. And the Rambam holds, it's only the Mevavos. And the Rambam holds that Rebbe works together with Tana Rechezke. Because when you want to beat up the lady, that's Tana Rechezke. Chayim Mishishoy can be put there, you put there in Mevavos. It's Chalar Gezevahar there, and then you're Chayim in Mevavos. So how does he read the Psukim? So the Rambam's what it says. The Rambam reads the Psukim, going back to that Rambam Chayim Bilal Mazik. He reads the Psukim for us. I'm just not quite sure how to make sense out of it. The Rambam says first, Hanoigif Eseisha V'yotzi L'deo Mesa. He's beating up a lady, and she dies, and the children, and there's a miscarriage. Harei Zepotim, and Hashem doesn't have to pay for the Dmei Vodas. Because that's the regular Chayim Mishashayim. And he reads it into the passage, Shenemar V'lo Yia Osoin Onash Yonash. Which he learns to mean Osan Mamash. If nobody dies, then he has to pay for the Dmei Vodas. But if she dies while he's beating her up, then he doesn't have to pay for the Mevodas, because that's Chayim Mishashayim. That's where he's beating up the lady. But if it's Kavala, even though she died, since it was B'loi Kavono, Rambam doesn't say where that comes from in the Pasuk, but the Chor, that's how he's coming from the Gemara, that Rebbe said, the Gemara said, how does Rebbe read the Pasuk? Means mammon. But it was in Skavon Laragazer, Laragazer. So you pay mammon, you pay the Mevlodus, according to Ram. So now let's put the two psalm together. The first pasuk of Loya Osun is talking about where he's beating up the lady. And the Torah says that if she doesn't die, so you have to pay the Mevlodus. But if she dies, you don't have to pay the Mevlodus. And then the next pasuk of Im Osun Yir is talking about where he was beating up somebody else. And the lady died. And then, even if she dies, you have to learn it. Even if she dies, you still have to pay the mevodas, because he was trying to beat up somebody else. Very strange in the psukim. It's very sosum in the psukim. In both cases, the first pasuk talks where he's beating her up. So chinotza anoshim. It's very strange in the pasuk. Chinotza anoshim means he was beating her up. It doesn't even say that. It says chinotza anoshim. That he's beating her up. Chinotza anoshim. That's what he says. Hanoyge v'seisho. Not beating up somebody else. If he was beating up somebody else, then he would be chayven mevlodus, because that's his karam laragaseh v'haragaseh. So the pasuk of kinos anoshim means that he was beating her up. And now you read that pasuk kinos anoshim v'not kishahar. It means they were beating her up. Maybe that's how you read the pasuk kinos anoshim. They were beating her up. They were fighting with her. I don't know. He says that's how we learn. Hanoyge v'seisho. They're beating her up. Says the Torah, that if she doesn't die, then they don't get they pay the mevlodas. But if she dies, they don't get the mevlodas because Chayim Mishishayim. And then the next pasuk, we all got to switch scenarios. That's already doing. They're not beating her up. That's already they're beating somebody else up, or they're trying to kill somebody else. Then already, im osan yir, even if she dies, still you have to pay the mevlodas. It's very like we did tremendous violence here to the psukim. Never mind the lady. Isn't it weird? The pasuk of chinot sanoshim, it sounds like they're fighting with each other. That means they're fighting with the lady. And the next pasuk is talking about where they're fighting with each other. I don't know how to read the pasuk yet.
Well, I don't think the Rambam is quoting Rebbe's din. Rebbe's din is if the woman dies, then you have to pay nefesh l'chasna, like Tosfos, like everyone else learns.
Right.
The Rambam is quoting Rav Adi Bar Hava's din, which stims with Rebbe, but it's a new idea. It's mufkim tanu chizkin that if you have kavana to hurt someone else, and how the rishonim learn tanu avad
baba. I really don't want to get into avad baba because I didn't get enough time to do so much avad baba. Maybe you're right, but what would it help us in pshat and psukim?
Because Rebbe agrees that pshat and psukim type.
I was not learning this. This Rambam is not pshat in the pasukim. Also, even aside the nefesh tachas nefesh.
And the Magid Mishnah explains that the reason why the Rambam knows that halacha is like Rebbe is because the Adibar Hava is like Rebbe against Rebbe.
Okay, so how do we read the pasuk of if? So how will we read the pasuk of aside the nefesh tachas nefesh?
Well, just like Tosfos. And the Rambam is quoting a din of Rebbe.
Rebbe saying im osan yir, The first pasuk is talking about they're beating her up, and it says that in Masan if she dies, then they're potter. But if she doesn't die, then they're chayav. And then the next pasuk from Masan Yeh, according to Rebbe, pasuk of Masan Yeh is he's going to learn in Masan Yeh, but it's kavalar gezev ahar gezev. The Sata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh means what? Okay, I'm not sure what you're maybe. How does Rebbe read from the second
puzzle? If you do kill the woman,
uh-huh,
then you pay
Me'isha.
It's Me'isha. The Rambam here is nachas to this din of Rebbe.
So how does Rebbe read the puzzle? Osan Yeh, if it was Niskavan Laragazev, Haragazev.
No, it wasn't Niskav Nargazev.
Oh, it's the same case. They're beating
right,
her
it's
up.
It's the same case. It's the same case.
They're beating her up. And the first pasuk says that if she dies, they don't have to pay the Mevlodus. And then the second pasuk says, but they do have to pay the Neinera because there's a special din of Neinera.
And the Rebbe here is talking about Ravad Bar Hava.
And he doesn't have
thing.
This chiluk. No, and Rebbe's taka. So Rebbe holds from Mamas Latosis, and Rami has the chiluk to Neinera and Mevlodus. And Rebbe has the chiluk of Neinerag. Well, Rav Adabava certainly doesn't have it. Rav doesn't bring it. So how does Rav Adabava learn the second pasuk?
No, Rav Adabava isn't going on the pasuk. Rav Adabava is a svara that if niskavan l'argazer v'hargazer. So then, because there's no misa, because you didn't have kavanah to kill, so then you don't.
So you're a regular guy,
no
you paid
mevlodos. Right.
That's not the pasuk. The pasuk still means the main eruv.
That's how other
so Ram should bring the din. So why did Ram bring the din of the main eruv? If this is not the pasuk, if the pasuk needs the main eruv, Ram should bring the halacha of the main eruv. Right? You still have to get out of that.
Unless it's not Rebbe at all, and it's like the end of Tosfos, how Tosfos explained how you explain the pasuk when you find the Chizkiyah, it's time when you try to, when you attempted to kill the woman. You try the woman, you know, then you're Chayim Misa.
So the Ram will learn the pasuk.
But then it's not like Rebbe, and you have to figure out how to cheshbon it. It's not like Rebbe, like Rav Rava.
The pasuk we will need in Osan Yeh that he was trying to kill the lady, or he was trying to kill his friend, and he really did kill his friend. So then the Masata Nefesh Techet, Nefesh Tachet Nefesh means mom, means Nefoshes. And this is not in the pasuk at all, this halacha. This Kavala Aragazev Aragazev, that's just from the Orav Loi. Okay, I hear, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I thought the pasuk is coming from. Okay, maybe we have to say something along these lines. I mean, I don't have anything better. I don't know. I'm very strange how I remember the pasuk. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Right, it's 2:20. Yeah, stop here.
I don't think Rav Adabar Hava isn't dependent on Rebbe. Rav Adabar Hava isn't necessarily dependent on Rebbe.